Stack, this is dictating on Judith Linebarger. That is J-U-D-I-T-H, Judith Linebarger, L-I-N-E-B-A-R-G-E-R, L-I-N-E-B-A-R-G-E-R, Linebarger. Date of consultation was 1-17-24. Date of visit, I'm sorry, date of birth, 11-10-53. Bring that copy for Coretta Murphy, MD. Coretta, C-O-R-E-T-T-A, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Coretta, thank you for sending Judith Linebarger for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 70-year-old female who has a history of persistent cough and wheezing, has a long-standing history of smoking cigarettes, period. The patient has has been coughing and bringing up some clear mucus, but denies any chest pains. And she does have a history of depression and history of chronic back and lower extremity pains. From a previous automobile accident, period. The patient denies recent weight loss. She has no leg or calf muscle pains, and she denies any nausea or vomiting. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for appendectomy and history for right total hip replacement as well as left total hip replacement surgery. She has had previous vertebral fractures from a motor vehicle accident in 1 for which she underwent back surgery in September of 23. The patient has peripheral neuropathy and has trouble ambulating and thus uses a cane. There was previous history for cervical spine fusion as well as lumbar disc fusion with lumbar laminectomy. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked back per day for 45 years, occasional alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies noted. Next paragraph, family history, father died of lung cancer, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, med list included amlodipine, denmogam daily, protonix 40 milligrams daily, bupropion, 150 milligrams daily, hydroxyzine 50 milligrams PRN, duloxetine 60 milligrams BID, Zetia 10 milligrams a day, and gabapentin 300 milligrams TID. Can you please add in the past history, she also has a history of hypertension for more than 10 years and hypothyroidism. System review. The patient has gained weight. She has no fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts, denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has no hay fever. And she has wheezing and shortness of breath. She has heartburn and denies black stools of diarrhea. She has no chest pains. She has no chest pains. And denies palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety and depression. She has joint pains and muscle aches. And she has numbness of the extremities. And no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Let's see. Physical exam. Oh, can you also add in the system review, the patient has hearing loss and anxiety. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert and in no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, no clubbing or peripheral edema. The blood pressure is 36/80. Pulse is 110, respiration 22, tension 97.5, weight is 193, saturation 96. HE Indian non-phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with bilateral expiratory wheezes, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. No S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities reveal no lesions. There's mild edema. No calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor abscess. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Question number one is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number two is reactive airways disease. Number three, peripheral neuropathy. Number four is anxiety and depression. Number five is history of hypertension. Number six, exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. And number 7 is lumbar radiculopathy. Next, paragraph plan, patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. CBC IgE level, total eosinophil count. And so advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also, advised to use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDBRN, and come for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Coretta Murphy, MD, MURPHY, Coretta, CoreTTA. CoreTTA, MD. Thank you. I'll be Susan.